Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good song to get us in the designated party zone mindset, Landfill. Come along. All right. Let me be clear about a few things. Not a new method. Inhale. Exhale. I just got an ounce in the mail. All right. Let me clarify some things. If you have $49 million, apparently you could buy Dan Snyder's house in Potomac, Maryland, which got us to a conversation about the day the news is announced. We need designated party zones throughout the DMV where like-minded Commanders fans can come together and celebrate. That, however, Tay Wilson, who asked about this, said he was really looking forward to the parade, but now we're just going to rave in a parking lot. We're going to do both. But parades, you plan. Parades come later. Designated party zones are for the spontaneous party vibes. All right? Now, to help us donate land and possibly money to the designated party zones, we welcome in Mr. Brian Mitchell. B, what up, man? What state are you in?
I am in Texas. I'm in Dallas, Texas, actually.
Are you prepared to loan out your mansion to hundreds, possibly thousands of people as a designated party zone when the news hits that Dan Snyder has sold the Commanders?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Now we're talking, B.
Hey, I just got on stage after a guy.
What's that?
What is that?
That was lasers.
I just got on stage after a guy that's trying to push his company to $80 billion. They want to spend over $1 billion this year pushing this company ahead. So he should be. He could buy that house easily.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the spontaneous party zones, you don't need to let people in. We could just be in your backyard, and then maybe we start throwing people in the pool.
Oh, we could do that. Oh yeah. You know, I wanted to throw Pete in the pool when he was asleep, but you wouldn't let me.
That's true. Seriously, though, did you see the news that Dan is, the Snyder family, I suppose, is putting their Potomac house on the market?
I was reading it a little bit and just looking at it, but because the house he purchased in Virginia costs a little more than that, but I can understand he's trying to recoup some money there. I don't know if he's going to necessarily get that at this point. You know, I think people are going to try to talk that down a little bit. I think the biggest sale house so far in I think it might be in Maryland over there was one of the guys. No, that's in Virginia. Was one of the used to be the owner, I think, of the.
I think Dan buying that Alexandria house was the biggest sale in Virginia, and that was 48 mil.
Yeah, because at first I think it was a guy who used to be a part owner with the Caps and all that. Because his house is right on the water overlooking the Potomac way up where they got the little rough water and stuff. I've been in that house. The house is legit.
I bet. Have you ever been in Dan's Potomac house?
Nah, I've never been in that house.
Okay. I haven't either. I know people that have. By all accounts, it's pretty legit too.
Yeah.
Landfill, get ready with a laser. I have a major announcement to make about the spontaneous party zones. My boy Tony, that owns Over Under Sportsbook and Cloakroom, just said he'll sponsor a parade, he'll build a float for the parade, and there will be free lap dances.
We going, hey, I'm in. I am in.
Dude, so it's people are calling in with land offers, but it's pretty great. Did you watch any of the Pro Bowl?
No. I had a weird travel schedule yesterday.
What was it?
I was supposed to leave at 8:49, sat on the plane until 9 something. Then I got off the plane, waited an hour, they told me it was canceled.
Oh, that
sucks.
Then I
had to go to National to catch a flight. And then I found out once I got here that the flight that they told us was canceled, left. They got a new plane and left 30 minutes after we once I left the airport. So I ended up getting here around 4 o'clock yesterday. I was supposed to get here at 11.
Did you use the same travel agent that got Nicki Jobvala to Mobile, Alabama in 19 hours?
No, I was supposed to fly from Dulles straight to Dallas, and I ended up flying from National to Dallas, and it just took a little longer. It took about 4 or 5 hours longer than what I thought.
So is your truck now parked at DCA, and you fly back into Dulles?
Well, no, I was dropped off. You know, Monica dropped me off, so I'm flying back into DCA, though. I could have just drove to DCA and made the whole little deal, but I was trying to make it easy on everybody and end up dealing with, the airports, they got us screwed. They know we got to travel, and they just mess over us.
Yeah, they don't give a rip. So what's your next leg? Are you headed to Arizona now, or do you have more speaking to do?
I'm leaving at 6 of them tonight.
Okay.
And I'm going to Arizona. I just finished up my speech. Everybody enjoyed it. I mean, I was motivational, I guess, Sometimes, I get in that little zone and I go for it, dog.
I've seen it, and I'm sure people did enjoy it. I land tonight in Arizona around midnight local. What kind of shape will you be in by the time I get there?
I'll be in La La Land.
Sleeping or awake and in La La Land?
I plan to be up when you get there. I'm going to have to set an alarm to be up. But,
you're good.
When you get to the airport, it's going to be like 3 o'clock my normal time.
Yeah, mine too.
When you get to the house, yeah. But I think I need to be up because I need to see you. Yeah, I got to tackle you when you walk in the door. That's why I greet you. So.
Perfect. That's what I was hoping. I have good news also. My guy Tom just brought me the microphone headset for you. So it is in my backpack.
Okay, this is why I really wanted to talk to you because I was going to remind you to make sure you brought that with you.
How about this? Lost Whiskey Club B says they are gonna bring us a case of bourbon if the sale announcement happens while we're on the air. And my guy Carl,
tell him, hold on, no, bring us a case of bourbon and make something else if it happened on air while we're on air. But they need to bring the bourbon. They gotta
hot dog casserole.
Yeah.
Do you know where cool. Bryantown is?
I've seen that before.
I think that's Southern Maryland, but I'm not entirely sure, so forgive me.
You know what? I think when I was riding bikes, I saw that before.
So our guy Carl Grebe is willing to donate his 3 acres of property in Bryantown, Maryland, for a spontaneous party zone.
Hey, listen, we can have multiple parties.
Well,
we don't need to just do one. We could do like 5 to 15 of them.
5 to 13, those are very oddly specific numbers. But Landfill's thought 15. Okay, gotcha. We need, multiple zones because, say the news breaks, and the folks down in La Plata aren't going to be able to get to Ashburn, right? So we need, I think we almost need a every 40-mile spontaneous party zone surrounding the entire DMV.
We need to have people that's going to be at every party so we can have like a Zoom connect so we can, make sure everybody's partying and doing the stuff at the same time.
You're right. When you're right, you're right, B. Dude, we don't want to hold you up. I know you got flights to catch and things to do. I will see you tonight. We will be live from Arizona tomorrow, man. I'm excited.
Hell yeah. All right, brother. Y'all have a good one, man.
All right. Brian Mitchell, legend, co-host of the program. Kind enough to give us a call on an off day for him. I think we're going to have some fun doing the shows from Arizona over the next week here, the remainder of the week, I guess. You heard me earlier talk about my boy Tony from Cloakroom and Over Under. I sincerely believe if we actually pull this parade off, which I think has to be like a CK level thing, let's be real, Landfill, me and you ain't going to get permits or anything, but CK might be able to actually do this. The parade would be epic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.